Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. Queensland continues to struggle with wild weather. A man is in a critical condition in hospital after being struck by lightning at Brendale, north of Brisbane, and in the state's northwest, around 70 residents remain in Burketown, a small community that has been cut off by floodwaters. Over 100 people have already been evacuated from the town. Berkshire Mayor Ernie Camp says water levels have dropped about 400 millimetres this morning, but 37 houses have had their power disconnected because of the flooding. The Australian government says it wants people to get all the information they can before downloading social media apps like TikTok. More than 20 Australian government agencies have banned the app over what they say are security risks, which copies the example of the United States, where TikTok is not allowed in any government department. Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill is looking into concerns about the Chinese-owned video sharing app. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek says that investigation is necessary.
Well, I think it's important that people know what they're letting themselves in for when they download apps onto their phone. And with most of these apps, if it's for free and it seems too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. You don't get anything for nothing these days.
At least 8 people have been killed after a boat capsized near a San Diego beach in the United States. Crews are searching for an estimated 7 additional victims. James Gartland is the lifeguard chief for the San Diego Fire Department. He says the area is known to be dangerous.
That area is a very hazardous area, even in the daytime. It has a series of sandbars and inshore rip currents. So you could think that you could land in some sand or get to waist-high, knee-high water and think that you're safe and be able to exit the water, but there's long inshore holes. So if you step into those holes, those rip currents will pull you along the shore and then back out to sea.
A major church in Sydney has announced it is looking into claims that senior pastors have not used members' funds properly. Member of Parliament Andrew Wilkie has accused Hillsong of fraud, money laundering and tax evasion. Hillsong pastor Phil Dooley says an independent third party will review the church's finances.
We will be beginning this week a complete re-evaluation via an outside third party of our financial structure and systems.
Queensland is considering further restrictions on vaping. Health Minister Yvette Duff says laws will be introduced to State Parliament this week that will change the language of no smoking areas to make it clear that vaping is not allowed there. The move follows the state government's announcement of a parliamentary inquiry to look into the health risks of vaping and how many young people are using e-cigarettes. Hollywood stars have gathered for the 95th Academy Awards in Los Angeles. The ceremony is being hosted by comedian Jimmy Kimmel for the third time. Kimmel has directly addressed the controversy from last year when Will Smith slapped host Chris Rock on stage.
We know this is a special night for you. We want you to have fun. We want you to feel safe. And most importantly, we want me to feel safe. So we have strict policies in place. If anything unpredictable or violent happens during the ceremony, just do what you did last year. Nothing. Sit there and do absolutely nothing.
I'm Deborah Grawk, This is SBS News in Easy English.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.